In May of 2016, the Dylan Yang homicide case became a rallying point for Hmong activists across the nation and strained the relationship between minority groups and local law enforcement. The 15-year-old Yang had fatally stabbed another Wausau boy, 13-year-old Isaiah Powell. When Yang was convicted in adult court, it led to a noisy demonstration and a march on the county courthouse.
I am Dylan!
The participation of Marathon County Administrator Brad Carger drew a sharp rebuke from Wausau Police Chief Jeff Hardell, who sent letters in opposition to members of the Marathon County Board and the Wausau City Council. Carger was later suspended for his participation. But now, Wausau Deputy Police Chief Ben Bliven is involved in the Toward One Wausau project, which is aimed at healing the city's racial and cultural divide.
I think the biggest challenge that we see today in our community and across our country is this divide where people are digging in their heels on both sides of the conversation, where there are people on the one side saying police are racist, and then there's the police on the other side that say, no, we're not racist, we're doing our jobs.
Bliven says opening up a dialogue is crucial.
We all experience the world in a different way, and the better we can understand each other and where we're coming from, the better we're going to be in the long run.
Macy Hur immigrated to Wausau from Laos in the 1970s as an infant. Her parents struggled because of the cultural barrier and their lack of English skills, but she was able to get a doctorate and is now an associate professor of education at UW Stevens Point. She, too, is involved in Toward One Wausau.
Just coming together, being able to be open to hearing what each other has to say and why the divide exists is powerful.
Her says the Hmong community is close-knit, and she isn't surprised that the controversy surrounding a Wausau court case could resonate nationally.
No matter where you are, it's very likely that you know someone who's related to someone else, even if they're way out in California. So when they hear about something like this, it impacts the whole Hmong community.
Wausau has a small but growing African-American population. Chris Norfleet grew up in the Englewood neighborhood on the south side of Chicago and is now involved in Toward One Wausau. He says white people in the project's focus groups have had trouble relating to his childhood experience.
When I was growing up, dreaming was for sleeping, and I've never had a dream of what I wanted to be. And when I was younger, I was never motivated or empowered to feel that way. And that is a totally separate experience for a lot of the people that were sitting at that table with me.
Norfleet says those who grew up in Wausau take for granted the benefits of living in a safe community.
When you spend so much time just trying to make it home without being harmed, it can be a little difficult to try to strive for something greater.
EAG interpreters. Bueno, hola, Victoria. Sí, Victoria, ¿cómo estás?
Toward One Wausau co-chair Tony Gonzalez works as an interpreter and helps Hispanics navigate the criminal justice system. He says the project's focus groups opened his eyes.
Yeah, there is racism, but most of the time what I find out is that people don't understand, they don't know each other, they don't know different cultures, and that divides. And it's the fear of not knowing who is just like I am. So part of this process that we're trying to do is let's open up that door, let's break down that wall, and that way we can really relate more to each other.
Deputy Chief Ben Bliven says progress is already being made. On the day of Dylan Yang's sentencing, he walked up to a group of protesters in uniform to open up a dialogue. He says he was concerned about how they would react and then pleasantly surprised.
You know, I had the urge to go and talk to him, but I was really nervous about how I would be received in full police uniform. And I'll tell you, it was a tremendous experience for me personally to be welcomed into that group. Everybody wanted to talk to me and tell me how they were feeling, how they hope that we can all move forward together as a community.
Toward One Wausau is conducting a community survey on race, culture, and law enforcement, and will develop a plan of action later this year. The project is co-sponsored by Wisconsin Public Radio, the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service, and the Wausau Daily Herald. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.